Non-binding opinion question one will ask Utah voters if they support raising the gas tax 10 cents. This increase would create more gas tax revenue to go toward roads and free up general fund money for education. The non-binding opinion part means Utahns aren't directly voting on whether or not to implement the tax increase on gas, but whether or not they would support the legislature raising that tax.
I certainly support putting the issue on the ballot and letting the people of Utah decide.
Lyle Hilliard represents Cache and Rich counties in the Utah Senate.
I personally have not taken a position, nor do I intend to take a public position on this. There's some issues both ways.
As a legislator, Hilliard says he will follow the consensus of the people on the opinion question. Earlier this week, Utah State University President Noelle Cockett emailed students and faculty expressing her support for question one. Attached to her email was a letter signed by presidents of other higher education institutions in the state, including the University of Utah and Salt Lake Community College, explaining why they collectively support the proposal.
I think that's absolutely proper for them to do. They stand to benefit from it. I think just like public education, we'll probably endorse it as well. Those who may be concerned about a tax increase or those who may be concerned in those areas may oppose it. I think that's really part of the American system.
On October 11th, there will be a town hall meeting in Logan to discuss the implications of the 10-cent tax increase. Attendees will be able to ask questions and learn more about supporting and opposing views on the question. More information can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.